First of all, thank you very much, Rabbi Singer, for the kind words of introduction, and I appreciate that the Rosh Hakovo and the Kovo will give me the opportunity to again say over the Divrei Torah. Tonight's topic is Kabbad Zavicha Vesimecha, honoring parents, but with the emphasis of parents and other relatives, grandparents, step-parents, siblings, and last but not least, in-laws. I want to start with the Ramban in this week's Parsha Yisro, where he describes he goes through the sequence of the mitzvahs, the Aseret HaDibros. And Ramban is a fascinating Ramban in what he says and how important Kibud Av V'Em is. The Ramban says in Parsha Yisro, he says, Hinei hishlim kol ma'ashanu chayavim b'divrei ha'borei ba'atzmo v'chvodo. The beginning of the Aseret HaDibros, Anochi lo yelecha, lo sisa, Shabbat, Zachasam, Shabbat, Zekatsha. It's what our relationship to Hashem, what we are mechuyib to honor the Rebbe Shalom. Then he says, V'chazer l'tzavos esonu b'nyonei anivroim. Then Hashem turns his attention to command us of the chiyib respect, that how do we handle with the Nivroim, with Hashem's creations. And he starts with Kibud Av V'Em. He says, V'hischil min ha'av. It mentions the first mitzvah of the Nivroim, of the creations, is the Father. Shehula Toldosa, a father to his generations, to his children, is Ki'inyan Bore Mishtatef B'Yitzira. A father is also a Bore. He is a creator, because he's a creator. He's a partner in creating his children. Ki Hashem Avinu Harishon. Hashem is the ultimate, the first father. But the Hamolid, and our personal father, the one who has us, is Avinu Ha'akron. He's the second father, the later father. Ulekach Omer. Now, Ramban has a remarkable pshat in the pasuk. It's not in Yisro, but of course we know that we have the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Veschanan as well, and there are shinuyim besides Zohar, Shomer. One of the shinuyim is that in Kabbad Zavicha, in Veschanan, it says Kabbad Zavicha Zemecha Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So we're not going to get into why did the second one say it, the first ones didn't, but what is this kasher tzivcha? So many of them have partially learned, the Malbim learns that you should do Kibud Av V'Em, that even though it's a mitzvah sichli, it's a common sense mitzvah, but that's the wrong reason why you do a mitzvah. We don't do any mitzvahs because common sense tells me this is right, this is wrong. It's all kasher tzivcha. That's how the Malbim learns. We all know the Chazal Pshat kasher tzivcha is kasher tzivcha b'mora, that before they arrived at Har Sinai, one of the stops was mora. And over there, Hashem gave them several mitzvahs to practice on. One of them was Kibud Av V'Em, that's a kasher tzivcha. But the Ramban has, as Poshib Shad and Posik, the Ramban does bring down this chazal about Mora, but he says, what is the Poshib Shad? Kabbad Zavicha V'Simecha kasher tzivcha. So he says, it says in Mishnah Torah, kasher tzivicha b'chvodi. Hashem is saying, just like I commanded you in my honor, meaning in Hashem's honor, how to treat me, Kain anochi mitzave bekavod hamishtatev imi b'tzira secha. So I am also commanding you to take care of the same respect that you have for me, that I am the Av Rishon, the first father, but I want you to have that same type of respect for your father, because he's also a shutaf, a partner in your creation. So that is the pshat kasher tzivcha. Just like I had just finished explaining to you, commanding you, honor Hashem, meaning, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you recognize I'm Hashem, lo yelecha Elohim acherim, you shouldn't have any other gods. So Ramban spells out, Hashem is telling you, the same respect Hashem wants from us to treat our own fathers. For example, he says, you're not allowed to deny, this person's not my father, somebody else is my father. That goes against the Anochi and the lo yelecha. Your father, you have to recognize, this man is your father. Then he says, "Lo sisa shem Hashem alokecha l'ashav." You're not allowed to swear a lie or say a shvu a sheker. So likewise, that's going against Hashem. The same thing is true. You have to respect your father, and you're not allowed to swear by your father's life something which is a lie. That besides, of course, it's a lie, so it's a problem with the shvua, but it's not derech eretz. So that's a kasher tzivcha Hashem alokecha. Just like Hashem just commanded you how to treat him, Hashem says, I want the same type of respect given to your father, because he's also a creator, a borei in your existence. I think that's quite a remarkable Ramban. Then the Ramban continues, he says that the first five Dibros, including Chavetz Avicha V'Simecha, is Bein Adam L'Makom. It is how our relationship is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Meaning, obviously, Anochi Lo Yelecha Lo Sisa, Zachar Soma Shabbos Dekatshu. And he says, Kibud Al Va'im is also a relationship Bein Adam L'Makom, between man and the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, Kibbutz Avicha, Kibud Avicha is Kibud Hakel. Honoring your father is really honoring the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki lekavod habore, because to be covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam, honoring the Ribbono Shel Olam, he tells you, honor your father as well. Honoring your father is not just respecting a baser v'dam, a human being, it's respecting its covered to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why it's in the first five divros, because it's really respecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a well-known Minchas Chinuch, it's a very small Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim, he declares, we know that the mitzvah ben adam l'makom, you do tshuva on Yom Kippur and whatever else is required, but basically you get a kapara. Tshuva ben adam l'chaveru, if you hurt somebody, you steal from someone, you hurt his feelings, you could do all the tshuva you want, unless you actually ask him for forgiveness, you're not forgiven, nothing helps. You have to ask the person for mechila. So he says, how about kibud av v'aim? Is kibud av v'aim, because that's beyond the normal rules. For ben adam l'chaveru, you're not allowed to hurt his feelings, you know, it doesn't say you have to honor somebody else. It's a special thing, kibud av v'aim, honor your parents. So he says, it's not the universal for everybody, so maybe that's called mitzvah ben adam l'makom. Maybe it doesn't make a difference, it still involves a human being, it's ben adam l'chaveru. That's his mistupik, he says he doesn't know. So this Rambam says very clearly that the mitzvah, kibud av v'aim, is really a mitzvah Bein Adam Lamakom. And that's how he touches it up. It's an interesting Ramban. So I want to talk about the other relatives. We have other relatives that are all included in one form or the other in the word Avicha and Imecha, as we'll see. So we want to talk about, and hopefully time will permit. I was told that if the chant burns, no one's going to be very happy. But I want to talk about honoring grandparents, honoring step-parents, honoring older siblings, and like I said, honoring in-laws as well. Now, what of that list, the ones that are Beferish Gemara is honoring step-parents and honoring older siblings. And then we'll get, hopefully, to the other ones as well. The Gemara is a Gemara in Ksuvis. The end of Ksuvis, I know Daf Yomi just started Ksuvis, but it'll take a while to get it. It's Daf Kuf Gimel, so it'll take around 3-4 months. The Gemara says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the author of the Mishnayos, when he knew he was dying, he said, I want to have my children. He calls in his children, and he gives them things to make sure that they keep after he's gone. He said, Tizaru b'kavod imchem. Make sure you respect your mother. Now, take good care of her. Do kibud aim. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi had to tell his children do a mitzvah in the Torah. Doraisi. I mean, he doesn't have to tell them to keep Tirek mitzvahs. He says, kavod esavicha v'simecha. So the Gemara says it really wasn't their mother. It was their stepmother, meaning Rabbeinu HaKadosh's mother, I assume, died, and he remarried, and this is called Eishes Av, the wife of your real father, the wife of your biological father. Eishes Av is not in the Kabbalah of Avicha V'Simecha, so he had to tell them, just make sure you honor her anyway. Then the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Eishes Av Doraisi. Eishes Av is also a Doraisa, that there's a Chiyuv min HaTorah to honor Eishes Av. And likewise, of course, if the father dies and the mother remarries, Baal Imo, the Gemara says, Eishes Av Nami Doraisi. And the Gemara dashes from the Pasek, it says, Kabed Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. What is the Es? Always Es comes to add something. So the Gemara dashes, Es Avicha, honoring your father, includes Eishes Avicha, your father's new wife. Eishes Avicha is included in the mitzvah of Avicha. The Es Imecha, honor your mother, also includes honoring your mother's new husband, Baal Imecha. And not only that, the Vav Yisera, Kabed Es Avicha, the Es Imecha, I guess the Pasuk could have said Kabed Es Avicha, maybe without the Vav, the Es Imecha, so the Vav Yisera, L'Rabos Achicha Godel, then there's also a mitzvah to honor your older, and we'll talk about older, oldest, how about older sister? We'll talk about that in a minute, Hashem. But that the Gemara says, so this is a deraisa. So why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh have to tell his children to do a mitzvah deraisa? Just like honoring a biological parent is a deraisa, Rabbeinu Kodesh wouldn't have to tell them that. There's no reason he should tell them to honor something, a step parent, which is a chiyuv deraisa. So Gemara makes an interesting chiluk. Hani mili mechaim. Yes, it is a deraisa, but it's only a deraisa when your biological parent is still living. In other words, eishes av. Right. In this case, it was Rebbe's second wife. And as long as Rebbe is living, there is a chiyuv deraisa for Rebbe's biological children to honor the stepmother, because that's the ribu we have from the pasuk. So hani mili mechaim. But once Rebbe is gone, there is no chiyuv deraisa anymore to honor his second wife, the stepmother. And likewise, of course, we're talking about with the stepfather. So there is no chiyuv deraisa. Rabbeinu Kodesh had to tell his children, do it anyway. Rishonim, the Shita brings down that there was Rashi had a first thought that, but it's a chiyuv drabonim. But then the question is, a chiyuv drabonim? Rebbe didn't have to tell him that either. Of course, they're going to do a chiyuv drabonim. So it's not even, it's a Gemara, Rashi learns on Maskon, it's not even a chiyuv drabonim. It's obviously a nice thing to do. It's respectful to honor a step parent. And so once the original parent, the biological parent, is gone, it's not even a chiyuv drabonim. So Rabbeinu Kodesh had to tell his children, please make sure that you honor my wife, your Ashes of, your stepmother, even when there's no chiyuv after I'm gone, after the husband is gone. Okay. So Al Kapanim, we see from the Gemara that when the step parent, when the biological parent is alive, honoring his spouse is a chiyuv deraisa. Gemara said it very clearly. It's a deraisa. We learn it from a pasuk. It's not an asmachta. Gemara calls it clearly. It's a deraisa. The Gemara doesn't really discuss achiv hagadol. We're focusing on eishes av and baal imo. Presumably, the same way that the step parent is a deraisa because we're darshaning from a riboy, an extra word s, and we're darshaning from the word vav to include achicha agadol. Presumably, that would also be a deraisa. The Rambam is a little problematic. The Kesem Mishnah, the Radvaz talks about. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, he says a person is chayiv to honor eishes aviv, afal pi she'eino imo. And the Rambam tells me, and why is there a difference we mentioned between if the biological parent is alive, the biological parent is dead? So he says, afal pi she'eino imo, kol zman she'aviv chayim, that the chiyuv to honor the step parent, let's say the stepmother, is only when the step, when the biological father is alive. And he says, why? Shezeh bechlal kibud aviv. That why do you have to honor a step parent? A step parent isn't your parent. It's not imecha, it's not avicha. It's your biological parent's spouse. But why do you have to honor her? So the Rambam tells me why. Shezeh bechlal kibud aviv. You know, your father remarries. You have to honor his wife, because honoring his wife is indirectly is honoring the father. So that's only when the father's alive. When the father's gone, so you're not honoring the father, he's not here anymore. True, a real father, there's a din mechavdo mechayim mechavdo lachar misa. But here where it's not really, it's your stepmother, and once your father's gone, so honoring her doesn't really honor him, and therefore there is no chiyuv, maybe not, certainly not the raisa, maybe not even midrabonon. So that's what I'm saying, zeh bechlal kavod aviv. Okay, and then he says, same thing as with baal imo. So he tells me the reason why there's a difference between mechayim and lachar misa, because there's no intrinsic reason to honor the step-parent. It's because it's honor to your real parent. So when your real parent isn't here anymore, there is no chiyuv to do it. Fine. That's with the parent. Now, how about with the older brother? Now, the Rambam, by the way, did not use the word, the Raisa did not use the word drabonon. He said, you're mechayiv to honor your step-parent. Then he says, umidivrei sofrim, and we'll see briefly, a divrei sofrim in the Rambam means something that the Chazal were mechadesh, that they explained, does not necessarily mean, and this is standard in the Rambam's terminology, a lot of times divrei sofrim doesn't necessarily mean a drabonon. When the Rambam uses it, he says, kedusha kesef, marrying a woman with money, is midivrei sofrim, it's not a drabonon. It means the chachamim darshanit, but it's certainly a deraisa. So, be it as it may, here midivrei sofrim does not necessarily mean a drabonon, it probably does mean a deraisa, but midivrei sofrim, that a person should honor his older brother. Now, so there's two differences between what he said with the parent, step-parent, versus the older brother. Number one, with the step-parent, he did not say, he didn't call him a divrei sofrim, meaning it seems that it would be a stronger chiyuv than a divrei sofrim. And with the step-parent, though, he said it's only when the biological father, parent is alive. And with the step With the brother, the older brother, the Rambam did not say that it's only when the parents or the father or the parents are alive. So the Kesem Mishnah wants to know, he says, why is it, they're both drushes from a Ribui of the Pasuk. They're both step-parent is the word S, and older brothers from the word Vav, and drushes from extra letters, extra words. So I would think they should be both in the same boat. So why does he call the step-parent, he doesn't call it Divrei Sofrim, seems that it's a real deraisa. And why does he turn around and say the older brother is considered Divrei Sofrim? So there's a difference. Is it a whole word S? Maybe Vav doesn't count so much. That's what the Kesem Mishnah focuses on. The Torah Tmima has a very simple reason why there's a difference between honoring a step-parent, which the Rambam seems to say is a deraisa, like the Gemara calls it deraisa, versus honoring an older brother. Honoring a step-parent is honor for the parent. Well, of course, honoring a parent is a deraisa. So anything that you do that honors the step-parent, which is indirectly honoring the parent, of course it's going to be a deraisa. That's a deraisa of Kabbalah Sovich Vesimecha. Honor your parent, because what you're doing to the step-parent is considered covered to the parent. Now, Ochiv HaGodol, the Rambam does not say that Ochiv HaGodol is part of honoring the parents. Right? With the step-parents, he said, it's Bechlal Kibud of Ovid. The Rambam doesn't say that with Ochiv HaGodol. So presumably, the Torah Tmima wants to say the Rambam holds that it's its own mitzvah. You have to honor an older brother, and we'll see why. So if that's the reason you have to honor an older brother, it's not part of Kibud Av V'Aim. So the Rambam holds, if it's not spelled out in the Pasuk, it's only a Ribui, that would be called Divrei Sofrim. And again, doesn't mean necessarily Drabonim, because Ribuyim could be derisive, but the Rambam, in the Rambam's language, he calls it Divrei Sofrim. That's a very simple explanation. I'm sorry?
Why is a Ribui necessary?
Okay, maybe I was thinking of that. It could well be that the Ribui says us to be Megala us, but that this is considered part of Kibbutz. You know, maybe Misvari would say it's an indirect thing. Indirect thing doesn't count. So the Ribui tells us, no, an indirect Kibbutz is also considered a Kibbutz. That's the Rambam. I don't want to dwell that much on this. This is fine. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka sounds good. I mean, okay, they have the issue why he calls one Divrei Sofrim. It sounds pretty reasonable. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, I just want to mention briefly, he goes on the Bahag, in the Shroshim. The Bahag lists, let's say, it says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you have to honor Hashem, fear Hashem, and also Es L'Rabbos Tamidei Chacham. Famous Gemara that you have to fear, you have to honor a Talmud Chacham. The Bahag, when he lists the Tariq Mitzvos, counts that as a separate mitzvah of honoring Tamidei Chacham. The Rambam says, this is not a Beferish Pasuk, this is a Ribui in the Pasuk, you can't call that one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. And he says, and according to the Bahag, why doesn't he count honoring a step-parent? Honoring a step-parent is also the same drosha of S, just like Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. He counts that as a separate mitzvah. Why doesn't he count honoring a step-parent as a separate mitzvah with Darshan S also? Teretz says, that's because if it's a Ribui, just a word, a letter, that doesn't really count for counting it as part of the Tariq Mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's kash on the Bahag. So the Rambam gives a very simple reason, and it would seem that the Megillas Esther says the Rambam basically holds like this too. But it leaves us with the problem. The Rambam says that the reason the Bahag doesn't count as a separate mitzvah is because that it's not a separate mitzvah to honor a step-parent because of the step-parent. The step-parent is not your parent. There's no direct mitzvah to honor a step-parent. You honor a step-parent because that is covered for the real parent. And he says, and the same thing is true with Ochiv HaGadol, the Ramban says. That Ochiv HaGadol, this is not like what we said from the Torah Tmima, that Ochiv HaGadol is, why do you have to honor your older brother? He didn't raise you, why do you have to honor him? So the Ramban says, because honoring a parent wants that the children should respect the older son, the Bechor, is the one that's going to ultimately take over the father's position. Honoring the Bechor, the Ochiv HaGadol, is tantamount to honoring the father. The same story we said with the step-parent, the Ramban says, that's true with Ochiv HaGadol too. So that's why the Bahag doesn't count honoring a step-parent as a separate mitzvah, because it's not a separate mitzvah. It's mitzvah of Kibud Avein. Because honoring the step-father is honoring the mother. Honoring the step-mother is honoring the father. So if you mention Kibbutz Avim, you're not going to mention it, because it's just a variation of that mitzvah of kibud avein. That's what Ramban says, and the Megillah Esther says that basically the Rambam holds that svar to him, which is true, because the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah, in Hilchos Mamrin that I mentioned, said clearly, you honor a step-parent, because honoring a step-parent is honoring your father. So the Pella though is, so what is the Rambam asking on the Bahag? I mean, why didn't the Bahag count honoring a step-parent? Yeah, the Ramban is 100% right. Honoring a step-parent is not a separate mitzvah. It could be a deraisa and everything, and maybe a riboy is called a full-fledged deraisa, and normally a riboy you would count as a separate mitzvah. But not when the whole purpose of honoring the step-parent is because that remains honoring your parents. So why should you count it as a separate mitzvah? So what is the Rambam thinking when they ask the kasha? It's a problem that the Mefarshim asked. I'm not going to dwell that long on it. But I just want to point out, the Rambam had Sefer Mitzvahs has a different girsa than what we have in the Gemara, and different than what he himself writes in Yad HaChazakah. When the Rambam quotes this drasha of S to include the step-parent, we have in the Gemara, and the way the Rambam says in Hilchos Malacha, in Hilchos Mamrim, is Kabed Es Avicha, honor your father. Es Avicha, the S, includes honor your father's new wife. So that makes sense. That's part of your father's honor, to honor his wife. Es Imecha, honor your mother. The Rambam, the Gemara says the way we have the Girsa, honor your mother, including Baal Imecha, your step. Father, because that is included in Es Imecha. You're honoring your mother by honoring her new husband. That's the way we have it in the Gemara. That's the way the Rambam said it in Mishnah Torah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't bring it down that way. He says Es Avicha doesn't include your step mother. Es Avicha, the S is coming to include your step father. And the Es Imecha is the way he says it. Es Imecha means honoring your step mother. So you can't say that honoring a stepfather is included in kibud av. Honoring a stepfather, the Rambam says, is included in es avicha. So you're not honoring your mother that way. So, and that's probably the way you have to work it out. Why the Rambam could ask a question. So obviously he holds it when you have a new adopted parent, a step parent. There's a chiyuv honoring the stepfather, not because it's honoring the mother, because that's included in Es Avicha, not in Es Imecha. So therefore, he says, okay, it's a separate chiyuv. So why didn't the Bahag count that as a separateness? I think that's the way to learn the Rambam. And I think, what is the pshat? So what's the difference if the step parent, if the original parent, the biological parent, is still alive? There's a different cheshbon, because just like a divorce, right? There's no one. You don't honor a step mother, let's say when the second marriage falls through and they get divorced, it's not your stepmother anymore. So Misa really does the same thing. When one of the spouses dies, let's say when your real biological father dies, his wife is not anymore Eishes Avicha. So therefore the mitzvah falls off. Okay, but I think that's the bikitsa of the mahalach of how to touch up the Rambam. Okay. So that's with Eishes Av and Balimo. Let's talk a little bit about Achiv HaGadol. Achiv HaGadol, first of all, just by way of halacha, this is a shaila in Poskim. What does it mean, Achiv HaGadol? Literally, your older brother or your oldest brother? In other words, the Bechor or whoever surviving older brother. Or as long as he's older than you, that's considered Achiv HaGadol. So the Shavuos Yaakov says it's only, and how about your older sister? I don't know if you guys want to hear this, but how about an older sister? Do you have to be mechaber an older sister? So Shavuos Yaakov says no, it's only Achiv HaGadol, actually the Bechor. So the Bechor, he says, why? He says, like the Ramban says, what's the reason of honoring the older brother? Because that reflects kibud av, because the older brother, the Bechor, is the one who's going to take over, he's going to fill his father's shoes. So it's a covered for the father when you honor his son, the Bechor. He says it's only the Bechor. Other poskim argued that it's not true, that there's a chiyuv even any older brother, and even some say an older sister. Now, the Shavuos Yaakov brings the raya from a pasuk in Shmuel. The pasuk says that we know that David was running away from Shaul. Shaul was under the impression, of course, wrong, that David was out to take over the Malchus, he was out to kill him. And so David was fleeing from Shaul. So Yonasan, Shaul's son, when they go to the Rosh Chodesh party, and Shaul knows that, and he obviously, Shaul wanted to catch David, and David's not there. So first day Rosh Chodesh, okay, no, Second day of Rosh Chodesh, so where is David and why didn't he show up? So Yonasan makes up a story. This wasn't true. Factually, I mean, the reason David didn't show up, he was afraid. But Yonasan says, you know why he didn't show up? Because Hutsivali Ochi, he told me that my brother told me we're having a family party. It's Rosh Chodesh, and it would have a tradition to have a family party. So my brother told me I got to go home for the family. So Rashi says, which brother? Rashi said, now David was the youngest. So Chora, if there's a chiyuv to honor any brother, any brother. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it was Eliyav. Eliyav was the oldest brother. And same thing to Radak, all of them professional, and which brother told me? It's the oldest brother. So the Shavuos Yaakov says that it must be because the Chi of Kibud is only for the oldest brother. So if you needed an excuse why David had to listen, there's a Chi of the Raisa to listen, it must be because it was Aliyah as opposed to any of the other brothers. That's the Shavuos Yaakov's Raya. And the Radak, like I said, learns also it was Aliyah. But the Radak's Lashon is a little problematic. The Radak's Lashon is, he says that that this way it was in those days, in those days, that was the custom that the younger brother would listen to the older brother. I mean, this the minig, in those days, this was the minig. This is the pasuk. The Gemara learns that it's the raisa from the extra word letter vav. So, Bemisin, I didn't mention it earlier, there is a me'iri. And the Meiri in Ksuvah says that even though the Gemara calls Kibud of the step-parent, the Gemara calls it the Raisa, it doesn't really mean that. It means the Raisa is the remes from the Pasuk, but it's really, even the Kibud of the step-parent is only a Drabona. That's what the Meiri says. So Mestam, I think that's how the Radak understood that, at least in the older brother, and maybe that's what the Rambam when he said Divrei Sofrim, but that's how certainly the Radak understood it, that it's only a Drabona with the older brother. And the Mela, it could be the Rabbonis Takana wasn't existent then, and therefore he says it's a meaning. That's what they used to do in those days. Okay. But Al Kaponim, but we see, why does he mention the older brother? Aliyah, why didn't he say any of the brothers? David was a baby, he was the youngest one. Teretz says, Achi of Kibud is only on the eldest brother, the Bechor. That's how the Shavuos Yaakov says. And there are some poskim that argue on that. Now, the Ramah says that you have to honor an older brother. What if the younger brother is the bigger Talmid Chacham? So obviously the older brother is not allowed to insult the younger brother, being Nevazah Tamil Chacham. But if the older brother asks the younger brother to do something that's Kavadik, whatever it is, the Ramah says a younger brother, even though he's a Tamil Chacham, has to honor the older brother. L'chor, you could bring a Raya. I mean, we're talking about David and Eliyav. I mean, David was Stama, bigger Tamil Chacham. David became David HaMelech. Stama is a bigger Tamil Chacham than Eliyav, and yet he had to listen to what his brother said. It's not really a riot, because Chazal say that Aliyah really was right to be Melech. Because originally, when Hashem tells Shmuel, one of Yishai's children is going to be a king. And Shmuel looks at Aliyah, wow, this guy must be it. He has all the qualities. And if Shmuel thought so, he wasn't really off target. I mean, he was right to be a Melech. Except Hashem says, I don't like it, because Hashem could look inside, and he knew that Aliyah had a temper. So, okay, but if the fact that Aliyah could have been the Melech, and Shmuel thought, so Mestama Aliyah was a Talmid Chacham as well. Okay, so Mela, it's not really a riot to the Ramah in this story. I just had a short Ha'ara. Yonasan is making this story up. If Yonasan is making up the story, why does he have to say it's my David's brother told him to come to the family party? You want to make the excuse good? Say his father, Yishai, was living. Yishai said to go. Why blame it on the brother, which is at best, I mean, it could be the Raisa, the Divrei Sofrim, whatever you want to call it, but it's not as solid of a chiyuv as Kabbalah Savich Zemecha. If you're making up the story, make it up right and say that it was that Yishai said. So I think it's possible to say, and I don't have time, I mean, it's not really mukha to say this, but like I mentioned, Ramban said, you're not allowed to losis Hashem Hashem al-kach al-ashav. You're not allowed to swear by your father's life, say a swear, something your father didn't say, a sheker. So here he didn't want to say Yishai because the things are not true. So at least if you're going to say something which is a sheker, at least don't be staring Kibud Av and say something that's sheker in your father's name, which is what the Ramban is saying. The only thing is, it's not David talking, it's Yonasan talking. So I'm not sure who made up this story. Did Yonasan think of this himself? Did David tell him, say this? Okay, but at least it's a horror. Why didn't he say Hutsivali Oh, yeah. Why didn't you say Utsivo Yovi? Okay. So we've talked about step parents, and we talked about older brothers. Okay, then I want to talk a little bit about honoring grandparents. Now, if I would ask anyone, of course, there's a chiv to honor grandparents. Is there really? There's no Beferish Gemara, at least not in black and white, that there's a chiv to honor grandparents. Torah says, Avicha Simecha, there's nothing about grandparents. So this is a big machlokas haposkim, the Marik. In the Tshuvas, he talks about a grandson saying Kaddish, let's say there's no parent, and the saying Kaddish for the grandfather. And he says the Indian of saying Kaddish is because he's mechuyev to have kibud for his parent, when it's for a parent. So he says, for honoring a grandparent, he says there is no such thing as a chiyuv kibud for a grandparent. The din of kibud of aim is only for a parent, not for a grandparent. And if that's the case, and he's not mechuyev, so therefore he has no right to say the Kaddish. I mean, he could say the Kaddish, but those days they only had one person saying the Kaddish. So it's not fair, you can't take it away from someone who's really mechuyev to say Kaddish. Because if he has no chiyuv kibud of aim for the for his grandparent, so there's no he has no right to say Kaddish and take it on somebody else's expense. That's what the Marik passes. The Ramah argues in Back in Moshe, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and he says there is a chiyuv, but it's not as strong as the chiyuv to honor a parent. Honoring a parent comes first, and honoring a grandfather is secondary. But you have to honor your father over honoring the grandfather. That's what the Ramah says. And where does he get it from? Who says there is a chiyuv? He brings down a medrash. He brings it down from Rashi. The Rashi brings down a chumash and medrash. The pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu was going to Mitzrayim, when he found out about that Yosef was alive, and he says, "Vayizbach zvachim l'lokei aviv Yitzchak," that Yaakov Avinu shechted karbonos l'lokei aviv Yitzchak. So the question is, why didn't he say l'lokei aviv Yitzchak v'Avram, or Avram v'Yitzchak? Why does he only mention Yitzchak? So the Medrash says, because look, he could do it in honor of his father, he could do it in honor of his l'lokei aviv Yitzchak, could be honor of l'lokei Aviv, the grandfather of Ram, and Yimchuyev to honor a father more than honoring a grandfather. So therefore it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, and it doesn't mention Avram. So the Medrash doesn't say there's no Chiyev to honor a grandfather. The Medrash just says that there is no, it's secondary. You have to Chayev Adam, Lechabit Aviv, Yosef, and to be Mechayev a grandparent. The Bach says, he said he agrees with the Ramah, and he said, listen, Aviv is, a grandfather is called Aviv. So to some extent, maybe a watered-down extent, when it says Kavod Avicha V'Simecha, a grandfather is, to one extent or other, considered Avicha. He quotes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says in the Chumash, Ani Hashem, Hashem is talking to Yaakov, Ani Hashem, Elokei Avraham Avicha, I am Hashem, the father, the God of Avram, your father, V'Elokei Yitzchak. I mean, why is Avram called the father of Yaakov? Wasn't his father, it was his grandfather. So there's a fair shapasik. So you see that a grandfather is also called a vichas. So certainly the Ramah is right. There has to be a chiyuv to honor a grandfather as well. It's also a vichas. Except the chiyuv to a father comes first. And the Sefer Chreidin, who lived in time of the Beis Yosef, says the same thing. He says that avi aviv, a grandfather is bechlal aviv, aim. And same thing, Aim Aviv, his grandmother and his paternal grandmother. The Aim Imo is Bechlal Imo. So therefore, there's definitely a Chiyuv, the right to do it, but the Chiyuv to honor a father comes first. Now, I don't have time to get that much into it. They bring a riot to the Marik. It seems like a Beferish Gemara, not like the Ramah. The Gemara says that there was an Amora, that I guess Amora's this younger man, his father probably wasn't living, and his grandfather raised him. So this was his maternal grandfather. And so he raised them, and then when the grandfather said, give me a drink, you're not my father. It's kind of a bizarre answer. But what does that mean? I don't really have to be mechavid you. So it seems to be a Beferish Gemara, not like the Ramah. So there's various truths. And the Gaon is mechali between a grandfather who's a paternal grandfather, and you say b'nei banim kibanim, versus a maternal grandfather, and that's, in other words, a son of, in other words, the grandfather has a daughter and he has a son, and you don't say b'nei banim kibanim, and therefore there is no chiyim, and this Gemara is talking about the maternal grandparent. That's the way the Gaon learns. The Shvazako says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say there's no chiv to honor the grandfather. He just said, I'm not your son, and I don't have to honor you like I would have to honor a father. Meaning, yeah, just like the Ramas, yeah, they got to honor you, but not as much. And here was an issue of the grandson was a Talmid Chacham already, and maybe he was a bigger Talmid Chacham than the grandfather, so it isn't so possible to be a mention, go do it. Yeah, but doing it might be a zilzul in your Torah. So if it's a real parent, of course, you're mechuyav to honor your parents. But a grandparent, then it's a weaker chiyuv, so that's how they get around this Gemara to miyashiv the Rama. To miyashiv, I mean the Rama, that holds that there is a chiyuv. Okay, there is a kasha that the Mefarshim asks, that why is this true? The Rama says that if you have, again, you have a group, you have the grandfather, you have the father, and the grandson. And let's say the grandfather and the father said, I want a drink, so which one do you do first? So the Rama is saying, you give the cup of water for your father first, because the chiyuv kivud ob is for the father before the grandparent, and then take care of the grandfather. But you got to take care of your father first. That's what the Rama said, right? And so the question is, it seems to care from a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says in Kedushin, end of the first parak, that what if you have the same type of issue but with different people? You know, you have a son, you have the father and the mother there, and they both want to drink. The father says, get me a drink of water. And the mother says, okay, I'm also thirsty. Who do you give first? So the Gemara says, a svara, you give it to your father first. Why? Because, why? We have it like this. You have to listen to both parents, true. But your mother is mechuyav to listen to her husband as well. That's a chiyav, and that's a chiyav deraisa for a wife to listen to her husband. So the svara is, ata, you the son, the imcha, and your mother are obligated to honor the father. So therefore, obviously, you got to do your father first because you have to honor your father and your mother also has to honor. So therefore, she has to give in and let the husband get it first. The Gemara says, what if they're divorced? Then if they're divorced, so you give to whichever one you want, whichever one you like better. That's the Gemara. So they ask the Kasha, so the same thing should be true with the father and the grandfather case, right? We have a grandfather, you have the father, you have the grandson, and they both earlier generations, they both want to drink. Who do you give first? The Rama says, you give your father first and your grandfather. What do you mean? You have the same svara. The Rama holds there is a chiyuv to honor a grandfather. Okay, so you have the svara ata, you the grandson, and your father, the middle generation, are chayiv to honor the older man, the grandfather. Ata v'avicha are chayavim mekaver hazaken of the older man. So therefore, why does the Rama say that you give it to your father? You should give it to your grandfather. That's the kasha that they all ask on the Rama. Okay, I'm going to get back to it in a minute. I don't have that much more time. I want to go finally to talking about in-laws, briefly. And the same type of kasha with a husband, wife, and father-in-law relationship as we're having with the grandfather and father-son relationship. Okay, briefly, most of the poskim don't say anything about honoring in-laws. The Torah brings it down, Shulchan Aruch brings it down, but the Rambam, they don't bring it down. The source of the chiyuv of honoring a father-in-law, same thing, mother-in-law, are two places. One is the Mechilta, which is on this week's Parsha. It says, we find that Vayishtachu Ish L'Rei, when Moshe comes in the beginning of the Parsha to meet Yisro, it says, the man bowed down to his friend. Who bowed down to whom? It doesn't say. So Chazal say that, well, Moshe was the one who bowed down to Yisro because Moshe is called Ish. So it says, Vayishtachu Ish L'Rei'u, and we find, well, Ish Moshe. So therefore, okay, that's how Chazal say. And you say, from here we learn that you have to honor a father-in-law. Of course, Yisro was Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law. That's one Chazal. There's a Chazal also in the Medrash that talks about Shaul and David. Now we said, remember, that David was running away from Shaul. So Shaul goes to sleep, and he's like in a cave, and David, he doesn't know David's around. David comes in, and he snips off a little piece of his cloth, and then when Shaul wakes up, or David wakes him up, when he's far away, and he yells out, Avi Re'eg, and he says the word, Avi, you should look at what I have, meaning, I could have killed you. I was right there. You were sleeping. I could have killed you, and I didn't, so you're misinterpreting. You think I'm out to get you. Well, if I was really out to get you, it would have been very easy for me to have killed you, and I didn't. So he says, Avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei. He says, Avi Re'ei, my father, see Gam Re'ei, and see, repeats it for emphasis, say, see again, here's the cloth. You know, you got it all wrong. That so then in the Medrash is the machlokas. Who is the Avi? It says twice. Avi re'e gam re'e. See. But see it twice. So one mandamer says the first Avi is referring to Shaul. Now why is he calling Shaul Avi? So Pashup Shad is if you're the king, you know, as an expression of respect, you say Avi. Okay. The Medrash says we have to remember that Shaul and David, Shaul was David's father-in-law. I mean, the story with the killing of Goliath and then the Meirah was pleased him. And Shaul gave Meirah, Michal, he gave his daughters to Shaul, to David as a wife. Okay, so Shaul was his father-in-law. So the Medrash says the reason why David called Shaul when he said Avi, right? I mean, the Avi is referring to Shaul, and he's calling him father because you call a father-in-law father. So you see, you have to respect him like a father, maybe not as much as a father, but you know, he's at least like an Adam Hush of the postum say, that's that Mandomer. And the other Mandomer says no, that because he said Avi Rei Gam Rei, so who was the second Rei? So that Mandomer says the first Avi is going on Shaul, who's his father-in-law. The second Rei, so Avi Rei Gam Rei, he's talking to Avner, who was his chief, Shaul's chief of staff, and they're saying, hey, look, Avner, you fell asleep on the job, look. But who is he calling Avi? He's calling Shaul. The other Mandomer says the other way around. The Avi is referring to Avner, because Avner was a very big Talmud Chacham. The Re'e Gam Re'e, the second Re'e, that's referring to Shaul. So Mela, the Poskin, the Torah, Paskins like that Tana that says that Avi, the father-in-law, is called Avi. So you see, you have to respect him at least to one extent or the other. Okay. So that's the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So you have the same question that the Chaya Adam asks. The Chaya Adam asks the same question we asked with the father and the grandfather. What do we ask with the father and grandfather? Two people want to drink, your father and your grandfather. Ramon says, give it to your father first. Why? You have to honor your grandfather? Your father has to honor his father, the grandfather. So, ato the avicha chayavim mikavod of the grandfather. Just like the Gemara said that you and your mother have to honor the father. You and your father have to honor the grandfather. That was the kasha we mentioned. So the Chayodim asked the same question. Honoring a father-in-law, we know that a wife is exempt. I mean, she's not exempt from the mitzvah kibud al vayim. Everyone has a mitzvah kibud al vayim. Except if there's a conflict. The husband says, I want you to do this, or I don't, and she has to listen to her husband and not listen to her father. So the Chayodim says, why? Because if you hold that honoring a father-in-law is a deraisa, if you're honoring a father-in-law as a deraisa, I guess that's like the shita that you're learning it from the pasuk in Chumash. But it doesn't say who the shita is. If you hold it's a deraisa, so say the same svara. Ata, you, meaning your wife has to honor her father, and you, the husband, has to honor her father, meaning your father-in-law. So we should say ata ve'ishtacha chayavim bekavod of the father-in-law, and so you should listen to the father-in-law. The wife should listen to her father, not to her husband. That's the Chayyadim by Psachin. I think this terrace to both of these is a very simple terrace. This svar of Atta, where does this all come from? The Gemara is talking about a husband and a wife. They both want a drink of water. So it says you, the son, and the mother have to honor her husband, and therefore you give it to the father, to the husband. So the chiyuv, basically, of kibud al va'im are two equal chiyuvim, meaning that basically that I have to honor my father, I have to honor my mother. They all have the same weight. Put them on a scale, they're 50-50. So if you have an additional svara that says, well, the mother has to honor her husband, that will tilt the scales in favor of honoring the husband, because it was 50-50, and any little thing, another ounce, tilts it. What would be if it wasn't 50? Let's say, what would be if the honoring a father is basically more important? Honoring, let's say, one of the parents is more important than the other one. Then you're not going to say this svara of ata v'imcha, it's only tilted when it's a 50-50. So the same thing is with the grandfather and the father. The grandfather and the father, the Ramo says that basically the chiyuv of honoring a father is bigger than honoring the grandfather. So let's say honoring a father is 50 points, honoring a grandfather is 25 points. So what are you going to say? But the father has to honor his father. True, that's his business. He has to honor his father, that's his responsibility. But as far as you, the grandson, your responsibility is, you got 50 points for your father and only 25 for your grandfather, your chiyuv is to your father. That's his business what he wants to do if he wants to ignore his chiyuv. But you got to, your chiyuv is not, the act of avicha, chayavim, the cover of the grandfather, isn't enough to make it, it's still 50-25, so the extra points make it 50-30. But it's still, you honor the father first. Same thing is with the shver. Even if you hold you have to honor a father-in-law, it's certainly, the husband has to honor, what was the question, the husband has to honor his father-in-law, and the wife has to honor her father. The chiyuv, though, for the wife, they're not 50-50, the chiyuv for the wife, which one is the stronger chiyuv? Her chiyuv is to honor her husband first. So it's 50 points in favor of honoring the husband, and let's say 25 points honoring her father. Then, so just because the son-in-law has to honor his father-in-law, that's his business. But that's not going to be machri, and therefore you go to the, she has to give it to her husband. Thank you for coming in. Still pretty good timing.
Where'd your
reporter
go?
Oh.
Looking for what? What
happened to the recorder?
I'm the recorder.
It must have fallen. Yeah, 1 second. It's not in my papers.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there it was. You took it to your pocket.
I thought it must have thought it was my.